This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. It opens with the Canadian Brass in late September and continues with four additional concerts: Apollo's Fire, Yolanda Kondanassis and Jason Vio, Joshua Roman, and Haochen Zhang. It's the new season of the Los Alamos Concert Association at the Duane Smith Auditorium. With us for a preview is the association's artistic director, Anne McLaughlin. Anne, great to have you with us again.
Wonderful to be back.
The Canadian Brass. This is an ensemble that really popularized the idea of the brass quintet.
Absolutely. They were founded over 40 years ago now and really set the standard that all brass quintets since have aspired to. They are fabulous virtuosos. They have this very interesting, very wide-ranging repertoire, and of course, they're consummate showmen.
Yes, they're lots of fun, very entertaining.
Yes, yes.
And I see on your website at this point you don't have a program. Do they decide on that at the last minute?
Actually, I have the program. It is, as usual, a very mixed bag, but the title of this program is The Almost Too Serious Program, which of course implies that it's not really that serious at all. But again, it's a mix of their repertoire, which ranges from the classics to pop stuff.
And that's going to be on Sunday, September 29th.
4 p.m.
Four other concerts, which I mentioned. There's kind of a performance today connection here.
Yes, definitely. The young cellist Joshua Roman came to my attention originally because actually my husband heard him on Performance Today and said, "Hey, have you ever heard of Joshua Roman?" And I began looking and discovered that he is a fascinating young guy. He's only 27 now. Yo-Yo Ma has praised him to the skies. He is the artistic director of a fascinating chamber music series up in Seattle called the Town Hall Series. The other connection to Performance Today is the duo of Yolanda Kondanassis, Grammy-winning solo harpist, and Jason Vio, who is practically the house guitarist on Performance Today. I've heard him many, many times. They'll play a program of some new and some traditional music for the two instruments, and they're going to do a pre-concert conversation with the audience beginning an hour before the concert.
And that's taking place Sunday, March 16th.
That's right.
And you're bringing back, well, we can't really say you're bringing back because he never showed up the first time.
Yes.
Haochen Zhang.
Yes, Haochen Zhang was supposed to perform on our series a couple of years ago. He got trapped in Philadelphia by bad weather, and the wonderful Clyburn organization came to our rescue and provided us with the silver medalist from the 2009 competition. Haochen was the gold medalist. He's performed a number of times in New Mexico, but I don't believe he's done a full solo recital. Mm-hmm. He's done a lot of chamber music and some orchestral work, but I think this will be a wonderful opportunity for people to hear him in full-blown recital mode. He's a phenomenal young pianist.
Fiery
pianist. Yes.
And one thing that we always mention, but I like to reiterate it, kids 6 to 18 without charge.
Yes, always free to our concerts. They need a ticket, and it's a wonderful opportunity for families to introduce their kids to wonderful music.
And Canadian Brass, that would be a spectacular concert for
perfect
kids.
Perfect for kids.
To.
Perfect.
Well, congratulations. Sounds like a wonderful season.
Thank you.
Anne McLaughlin leads the Los Alamos Concert Association. Its new season opens on September 29th with the Canadian Brass. All concerts take place in the Duane Smith Auditorium at Los Alamos High School. For tickets, go to losalamosconcert.org. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.